why both sides are giving contradictory statements. See, when we look at Trump, he's overstating. When he said Iran requested the meeting, he usually does this. We have seen it many times. For him, it is domestic optics. Trump needs to look like he's winning. Saying Iran came to us is far stronger politically than we are still trying to get them to talk. Then it is a pressure tactic. By publicly announcing a meeting that Iran has not confirmed, he forces Iran into a corner. If Iran shows up, Trump wins. If Iran doesn't show up, Iran looks like the one who's blocking the peace. Then it is market management. Oil prices have already dropped significantly since the ceasefire. Trump needs stocks to appear on track to keep markets calm. And then there is the Kushner angle. Jared Kushner's involvement suggests that this is partly about deal-making optics, not just diplomacy. They want to win to announce. Now on the other side, if you look at Iran, why are they downplaying it by denying direct talks? Because there is hardliner pressure at home. Iran's government is deeply split. Supreme Leader Khamenei's hardliners would see sitting down with America as humiliation. So publicly, Iran cannot admit that they are negotiating directly. Then there is the leverage preservation. In all practicality, Iran still controls the Strait of Hormuz. If at all Iran admits and show eagerness for early talks, that will weaken Iran's leverage. Then there is the indirect talks trick. Iran has consistently insisted on indirect talks through mediators like Qatar, Pakistan and Oman. So technically Iran can say, we are talking to Qatar, not America, even when the outcome is the same. And then there is the $6 billion frozen assets. Iran's president mentioned releasing $6 billion held in Qatar. Iran wants economic relief badly but can't appear desperate for it.